Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less. In this episode, we'll be talking about the recent Vancouver attacks in March of 2021 and what we can learn from them. When I hear accusations that Freemasons are planning world domination from behind closed doors, I think that would be a lot more interesting than our usual meetings. But this does lead me to ask, why does the public seem to distrust Freemasonry? Christopher, over to you.
Thank you. Well, you can see on the internet and also books written by Christian denominations where writers attack Freemasonry as being un-Christian. But this is because they do not really understand the hidden symbolism in our rituals. And they are sometimes not obvious, but we have prayers. Opening prayers, closing prayers. We ask the candidate to call on the supreme architect or what a supreme being that he worships. We also have lectures taken from the Bible. So it's not unchristian at all. But I think it's just because we don't really try to promote our activities to the public. And this, an example of this is the sad attack on three Masonic lodges in Vancouver last weekend, March 31st, where one of them was burned to the ground. The arsonist claimed that the lodges were filled with Satanists. Well, I just don't understand where he gets the idea of Satan. People write nonsense all the time. Doesn't mean to say you have to believe it. In reality, Freemasonry is a charity. In every country in the world, it's registered as a charity. And we do a lot of work. But we don't advertise this. We don't go out and say, well, look what we did. You know, we donated just recently, for example, the United Grand Lodge of England bought two extending turntable ladders for the London Fire Brigade. Each of these machines probably cost $300,000 in excess, and we donated two of them. You know, this is the sort of thing we're doing all the time. And we know about it because it's in our circle. But the public doesn't know about this. It's estimated that our 6 million brethren around the world give over $400 million a year to charity. And that is really generous, I believe. And not just money, but time. And one thing I just want to add before I forget is Masonry, we have Blue Lodge Masonry, but there are many other associated organizations. And one of them is Scottish Rite. And in America, the Scottish Rite, I believe, has six children's hospitals that it runs as a charity. And the children are not in most cases are not charged for the therapy, and the therapy can be from speech education for children, or severe burns units, or orthopedics. You know, everyone knows how expensive American healthcare is, but the hospitals run by the Scottish Rite. Again, this is the sort of charity we just get on and do all the time. And people don't know of this, and then they automatically assume the worst.
Yes, well said, Christopher. I do find that it's with a pinch of irony that the accusation of Satanism was levied by somebody burning down the property of the accused. Rather satanic, if you ask me myself. But the charity work was one of the reasons I joined in the first place, as I wanted to be a little bit more active in the community with fundraisers and charity work. And like you say, it's quite a lot of money that the Masons do raise for local communities globally, as well as local interests. It's an institution that you could almost say it's founded upon charity.
Yes.
As its relation to the early guilds and insuring widows and people that be injured at work is an important part of Masonic history. But yes, that's a topic for another podcast.
Well, it's true because, you know, the operative Freemasonry, I believe, was a follow-on from what happened in guilds. The guilds used to collect membership from there. So if the guild was, for example, guild for making barrels, so the Coopers guild, they would collect a little bit of money from the Coopers every month, and they would use that for funerals for their members or to support their widows and orphans. And it's exactly what Freemasons are still doing now. We're still supporting our widows and orphans. In Tokyo, we do lots of things. For example, we make meals to give out to the homeless at night on every weekend. We've been doing it for more than 10 years, and we get probably 150 people on a weekend come and collect free meals. What else do we do? In my lodge, we had one member who became unemployed. He was sick. So we took over paying his rent and his food, and we visited him regularly. And it went on for about 5 years when, unfortunately, eventually he died. Goodness. But that's the sort of, you know, you know, looking after our brethren, because we're looking after ourselves. So then the public will say, you know, what are you doing for us? Well, we are doing a lot of really good work. And it makes me proud to say, you know, I'm a Mason.
Yes, me too. Me too. Yeah. Well said, Christopher.
I like to quote people, the American general, General MacArthur, who it put it really nicely in a phrase when he said that Freemasonry embraces the highest moral laws and will bear the test of any system or ethics or philosophy ever promulgated for the uplift of man. That's what we're doing. We're making good men better, and we're getting them involved in the community, and we're giving back to the community. So stop burning down our lodges, please.
Yes, stop that now.
Yes.
Well, that brings this episode to a close. Thank you for that. If you have any questions, please email on the link below. We now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.